The Matanuska Valley's Hatcher Pass is popular with winter snow machiners and summertime hikers. Growing use by recreational-minded Alaskans is prompting the State Department of Natural Resources to update a management plan for the greater Hatcher Pass area. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Gold seekers once climbed its steep mountains searching for the motherlode, and their rough wagon trail, now a two-lane blacktop, is about the most direct route to historic Hatcher Pass. For decades, the old gold mine there has drawn tourists, and skiers and snow machiners flock to its hillsides in winter months for fun in the snow. A few too many snow machiners, in fact, and that's why the state wants to take another look at the Hatcher Pass Land Use Management Plan.
This map is the Hatcher Pass Management Plan area.
Bruce Phelps is a section chief with the Division of Mining, Land, and Water. He's got a map spread out across his desk, a huge map at that, with the area's geography detailed in a spectrum of colors.
It's essentially an area that extends on the east from the Moose Range up to essentially the Keshwitna River, which is the northern boundary area, and then west to and including what is known as the Willow Mountain critical habitat area, and south to essentially private land that's inside the borough.
The area covers some 25,000 acres. He says snow machiners have used the area for three decades, but now patterns of use have changed.
One of the things that we have been noticing is a rough doubling of activity or usage patterns, like once every 2 or 3 years. This is during the winter. That's when we have our peak use period. And so we've been noticing a rapid increase in use, and we've been noticing, too, that the increase has derived not just from the Matanuska Valley, but also from the Anchorage area. So there are a lot of people from Anchorage that use this area both in the winter as well as the summer.
And snow machine innovations are a concern.
They now have a type of unit that can go up to the top of a mountain, for example, and then they ski down, but they release the vehicle, and the vehicle comes down on its own motive power without any sort of intervention. So they're skiing down, and the vehicle's going down by itself, and that's in the same area oftentimes where you have skiers.
So a robot snow machine on the loose could do some damage to other users. Phelps says the original management plan was written in 1986 with clearly defined motorized and non-motorized use areas. Mountaineering and paragliding, even sled dog mushing, are on the increase now, too, and non-motorized and motorized designations may need a new look. The Matanuska Susitna Borough has some plans of its own for Hatcher Pass. The borough has an inholding within the greater state-owned land area, and the borough plans to build a regional ski area for Nordic and Alpine skiers. A draft EIS for that project is in the works now, scheduled for public review next year. According to the borough's timeline, a final EIS should be ready by the end of 2010, and construction is slated to begin the summer of 2011. Phelps says the state and borough plans need to be consistent. Rob Wells sits on the borough assembly.
I don't see any inconsistencies. At this point, the management plan as it was developed in the mid-80s certainly can stand a review after 20 years, but I don't see conflicts between what the state's doing and what the borough has planned for.
Phelps says the historic and culturally significant areas within Hatcher Pass are well-defined, but moose habitat is undergoing some changes, and that needs to be considered, too. Phelps says the public can get involved by sending DNR comments on recreational use or desired changes in motor or non-motor use by June 5th. The state's Hatcher Pass Area Management Plan should be ready for review early next year. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.